Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless.
If you've got your Bibles, you can turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And it's God creating man. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Both male and female, he created them. And then we see in verse 28, it says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So then in verse 28, after, you know, once God created man, what did he do? He blessed them. So man, you and I, God's original intent was that his blessing would be on us. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I have been created for the blessing of the Lord. But now we see some words there. It says, be fruitful. And the word being fruitful means to be constantly producing. Amen? So when we say, oh Lord, bless me. You got to understand what his idea is. His idea is that you're fruitful, that you're constantly producing. The things that God places in your life, it's not that you just keep it to yourself and you keep it small, but you're supposed to produce it. It's supposed to become more. It leads into the next word, the word there, multiply. Everybody say multiply. Multiply means constantly increasing, replenishing, being filled to overflowing from increase and having no shortages. Do you want me to read that again? Say, I'm fruitful. Say, I'm called to multiply. Constantly increasing. All right? Replenishing. In other words, what is used up is replenished. But even more so, replenished to the point of being full to overflowing from increase into increase without shortages. Hallelujah. It also means to subdue, which means to have total control over your environment or over your circumstances. Amen? Say, I want the blessing. You see some people, their circumstances rule over them. But if the blessing is over you, you rule over your circumstances because the blessing of God is on your life. And yeah, we see in Genesis 1:28, it says, and the Lord blessed them. So you can look at that verse and put it into your own life and say, and the Lord blessed me. Hallelujah. Now there's another verse, Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. It says, and the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should then sleep by night. So he scatters seed, he goes to bed, he rises up in the morning, and the seed sprouts and grows, yet he himself does not know how. From the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, after the full grain, then into the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. So this, if you just see this picture, this guy goes out and sows the seed in the soil. The seed produces a harvest based on the soil, and when the time comes, guess what? He goes out and he reaps a harvest. Come on, that's the kingdom of God. Now, before we get into that whole scripture there, I want to tell you what a miracle is. How many of you want to know a miracle of provision? A miracle of provision is when God works for you. That's like 911, SOS, help me, Lord. Now, unfortunately, that's where a lot of Christians live, especially in their finances. They open, you know, there's this guy called Bill. How many of you know Bill? He comes around every single month, and he's got various versions of Bill. But you open up your bill, and you go, oh, God, help, provide. I need to pay my rent. I need to pay my light. I need to pay the electricity. I need to pay the water, the insurances, the car. I mean, and we haven't even started eating yet. And we look at it and we say, Lord, help, SOS. And God is good. He answers. He gives you a miracle. The only thing about a miracle occurs, you give God praise, and then what? You still haven't solved your problem, you see. But blessings, the blessing of the Lord is different. The blessing of the Lord, look, a miracle, God works for you, but the blessing of the Lord is when God works with you. Come on. The blessing upon my life is when God works with me, I work with Him. You see, some of you, you need to start learning how to work with God and not just scream SOS. Come on, how many of you have been living from SOS to SOS? 911 to 911, all right? Well, you need to learn to step into the blessing and to flow with the blessing so that the blessing can work. God working with you, you working with Him. That's the blessing, you see. Now, think about a seed. The seed, if you take a seed, let's say a pumpkin seed. Everybody know a pumpkin seed, okay? You take that pumpkin seed. You got to understand, in that seed, everything that is needed is inherently in that seed. You can't sow a pumpkin seed and say, okay, I want apples. In other words, when you sow if you want apples, guess what you got to do? Go find some apple seeds. But the point behind what I'm trying to make is, when you sow, you have to have a vision towards what you're sowing towards, you see. Some people take a whole bunch of seeds and say, well, I hope I get a harvest, and they throw it in the ground. They don't even know what they sow. So you've got to have vision. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So the seed, the word of God, really, if you take it, you mustn't just take, well, I'm taking it, I'm sowing, I'm doing the principle of sowing. No, seed requires you knowing what it's going to bring for you in the future. You got to know what you're reaching for. Now faith is the things hoped for. Not now is the faith of things, well, I hope I get something. Or now is the faith of things I don't know. Come on. Some of you are looking at me a little strange today. So you got to know what you're doing. When you work with God, God has a way, He has a method, He has a principle, and the principle is the seed. We know the word of God is seed. And when you sow the word of God, it produces 30, 60, and 100 fold. But you know, the principle of seed, you know what harvest you're sowing towards. You are not guessing. You see, some of us, when we take the seed of the word of God, when it comes to our finances, we just do it without knowing what harvest we're reaching for. Come on now. I feel like I'm stepping on some of your toes here today. Well, I hope so. Because you got to remember, you got the seed. Remember, so you got the seed. You've got the soil. You've got the harvest. And then you got to get out the sickle and bring it in. Now you have the seed and you've got the soil, but now what is the soil according to the word of God? The soil is your heart. See, some of us, we take God by His word, we sow it, but it gets sown into a thorny, stony soil. But then we try to cry out and say, Lord, give us our harvest. The only problem is the seed has been choked. Because of unbelief, because of fear, because of anxiety, because of the cares of the world. Listen here, that's why the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. You know why? A cheerful giver, the soil is pure. There's no issue. They're like, Lord, I give us to you. I'm full of anticipation of the harvest. I'm going to give you all the praise. It's all yours. I'll give you all the glory. But you know, a soil with thorns in it is like, look at my problem. Look what's happening around me. Why should God get anything of mine? You see. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you see, with every with every seed that is sown, you got to understand when that. If you think about it, that guy went to bed. He sowed the seed. He went to bed. How many of you have ever planted something and then woke up the next morning and had a look. And you say, well, I guess nothing's happening. We used to do it as little kids. We used to sow those little beans. And then we were like so full of anticipation. We'd come the next morning and we'd say, Mom, Dad, it's not working. Nothing's going on. And you went through a whole period of time there where you said, well, I guess it's not working. You forgot about it. You said, nah, it's not true. This thing's not gonna grow. You forget about it. And one day you walk into the kitchen and you go, hey, there's something happening. There's some green there. And you see, every time you step out with your giving, every time you step out within the Word of God, you got to understand this. When you sow it, that's the time of progression. You're going to be tested with it. You see, while it's sitting there in the soil and you don't see anything coming up out of that soil, you got to give God praise. Now is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. I've got it in there. I know it's coming. I don't see anything yet, but I know it's there and it's mine in Jesus' name. But now if you look at that thing and you go, nothing's happening. I see nothing. It's been too long. Let me just dig it up and throw it away. You see, some of us, that's what we do. And we do it with our attitude. We do it with our mouth. And you know what we do it? We get out a big utensil. It's called fear, doubt, and unbelief. And we say, well, I guess it's not working. And we throw it out. Somebody say, don't do that. Don't lose your harvest just because it's taking a little long. Because in due season, it will come. You see, seed time. To get the currency of the world, you must use the currency of heaven. And the currency of heaven is faith. So yes, sow your finances, but make sure when you give your finances, you're sowing it by faith. In order to get the currency of this world, you need to sow the currency of heaven. So sow a seed of faith. Sow your finances, but do it according to the Word of God. I just want to go read you a few things about harvest time. Because remember, say you sow that seed, it gets into the soil, it grows up. Now you're staring at the harvest. Everybody say, hallelujah. The harvest is mine. But you still got to go get it. Tell somebody, you still got to go get it. Opportunities fly past that do not come again. Some of us miss our harvest. Because we think sometimes our harvest is going to show up with a bag of money that the golden retriever down the road pulled in, ran out of this fancy vehicle with his bag of money and dropped it at our front door. Now, thank God, he can do that if he wants. But it often comes by God giving you opportunities. God-given opportunities. And I tell you what, it comes, and if you don't recognize it, it goes. So some of us, our harvest comes, and our harvest goes. Recognize God's harvest when it comes to you. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. See, within your harvest is your next crop. Never spend all your... Listen here. Never bring in your harvest and say, whoo, we're going to eat good tonight. No, you got to understand. Take some of that. First of all, honor God with your harvest. Give him the best, give him the top, give him the cream, give him the tithe. Honor him. Then take some of it and say, Lord, what do you want me to do with some of this? He might say, give it there, sow it there. The rest you bless, you become a blessing. Amen. In your harvest is your next crop. Now harvest time is a time for celebration, for reflection. And we need to really seek God's wisdom on what to do. Because some of us, when our harvest comes in, it destroys us. Some of us, it takes us to another level. Because the truth is, if some of you got such a huge blessing coming to your life, if somebody came to you or something happened supernaturally and $2 million landed up in your pocket, you would not come to church next Sunday. You would look at your local church and say, I'm too good for them. I'm serious. You know what you would begin worshiping? You would begin worshiping at your big house, your fancy car, your boat that you're planning on buying, the round-the-trip cruise, and you'll forget who brought the blessing to you. That's why God, most of the time, works progressively with your blessing. Because he knows if he doesn't work progressively with your blessing, he will lose you if he gives you a lump sum. Somebody say hallelujah. So your heart is the soil. Say, my heart is the soil. What response will my heart give to the harvest when it comes in? That should be your question. Because how your heart will respond is how God will act and work with you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Okay. Bless God by blessing others. Bless God by supporting his righteous cause, by supporting the gospel in the name of Jesus. Remember, there's your seed, there's your heart, there's that whole testing of it. And when the harvest comes in, what are you going to do? Amen. So I'll finish with this. I want to read this to you. The Lord makes his face shine upon me. He enlightens me and is gracious to me. He lifts up his countenance upon me and he gives me tranquility of heart and life continuously. I am continuously being filled with God's fullness. Somebody say hallelujah. I am rooted and grounded in love. God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that he could ask or think, according to his power, according to his might, according to his love, his presence, his anointing that works within me. Hallelujah. Amen. God has brought me into favor and tender love. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. And what that means is you will not be in debt. You will have more than enough. You'll owe no man anything except to love him. Hallelujah. I obtained favor in the sight of all those who look upon me. God ministers, he supplies and multiplies the seed for sowing to me, and he increases the harvest of my righteousness. Say that. God supplies and multiplies and increases the seed for sowing, and he increases the harvest of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you because I am in peace with you. Everyone is at peace with me. You are my shield and my exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. You are my peace, and I'm not broken down in any way. The Lord is for me. He is not against me. Where I go, he works with me. I work with him, and the blessing flows in Jesus' name.